It's Duff's Electric Unicycle Show, starring Duff.
I have wobbles for a very long time. Why, hello. Hello, Kyle Mason. Let's see, let's start off every episode like we normally do. Can you hear me? A very important question that we've had to ask quite a bit over the last month or so. And I have to wait 9 seconds for the delay. Hello. Hey, Steven. What's up, man? Can you hear me, guys? Can you hear me? Words coming out of the mouth. Can you hear them? Sound is good. Okay, good. No headphones because, obviously there's just me here, so I can just use the speaker in the webcam. No bubbles, no troubles. So welcome. So I've gone solo, yeah. Well, that wasn't my intent. And I'm sure a lot of people are curious, what's the deal? Why is it just me and not Marty? And basically, if you watch the video that Marty posted, was it Wednesday maybe? Wednesday or Thursday? On his Z10, it's like a beach Z10 ride. It's like a long half-hour video. And towards the very end of it, he talks about it, how he decided that he wanted to kind of pull back, I guess, a little bit from his social media aspect of EUC riding. And he mentioned, the live stream, and also, like, I guess his participation on the Electric Unicycle forums. He just said in general he wanted to pull back. And it kind of took me by surprise. I had no idea. I was working on trying to come up with alternative solutions for the issues that we've been having lately, and then all of a sudden I got that email, and the email said almost exactly the same stuff that he said in his video. Basically, he was kind of burned out on the social media aspect of EUCing. He has other things he needs to focus on, and I think one other thing I thought was interesting that he mentioned in his video that he didn't, I don't think he mentioned it in the email. I have the email here somewhere, but he said how, I think that he was somewhat disappointed that the viewership on the live stream didn't grow a lot. Usually we had, 20 to 30 people watching live, and then after the fact, we might get another couple hundred views, something like that. So, there's not tons and tons of eyes that have been on this. And maybe that was another reason that he thought that, there's better ways for him to spend his time. And I know it's a hassle for him, even though I start the stream at 8 o'clock Eastern. He's West Coast, so, I don't know. I think there's various reasons. But the bottom line is that I'm going to be just carrying on solo, see how it goes. There might be some changes, like I mentioned, on the forums and other spots and on my video today. Since it's just going to be me, and since I'm into EUCs, the one wheel and electric skateboards, I'm much more able to talk about those subjects. Marty did not participate in those parts of the hobby, so I thought that I'd be able to talk about those things as more as well. So that's cool. That beach looked beautiful. Oh yeah, the beach where Marty shot that video. Yeah, it was very, very nice. Very, very nice indeed. All right. So anyways, with me being solo, I can obviously interact a lot more with chat. If you do have questions, I'm going to be, trying to answer them as much as possible. I've also been trying to come up with, a lot of times in the old shows, Marty would be the one that would provide the lion's share of the content because he was so heavily involved in the Electric Unicycle forums and the social media stuff. So I'm going to be trying to fill that void as much as I can. And anyone that's curious, there's nothing weird going on with Marty and I. When I got that email, I just said, you got to do what you got to do, and I understand. And if there's anything you need, let me know. That simple. So, and if he decided he wanted to do it again, I'd certainly be open to that. So, no problems there. All right. So. So you don't need that. Where's my mystery PEV toy? Yeah, I got some good news on that. I thought originally that the Kingsong 18XL demo unit that I was supposed to be getting from eWheels, which I still have not gotten, and I still have no idea where it is. There was a ship notice from Tishon's daughter or wife, I'm not sure which, a week and a half ago, but nothing ever happened since then. I let Jason know, and I have not heard any updates, so I have no idea if or when that 18XL is going to be getting to me, but I have not seen it. But the mystery vehicle, is actually supposed to be here by Wednesday. And I'm hoping, I doubt that I'll be successful because FedEx is a pain in the ass about this. But I'm hoping that I might have the ability to meet them halfway, because according to tracking, this thing is in Orlando right now. And I'd love to say, hey, leave that to whatever the nearest distribution center is between here and Orlando, and I will go and get it. Because FedEx has this stupid policy where, like, if it's supposed to be delivered on Wednesday, even if it's only, 50 miles away from you, you can't get it early. It has to be there on that delivery date, which is asinine, if you ask me. So I'm gonna try to see if I can do anything about that tomorrow. Based on my prior experience, I don't think I'll be successful. But, yeah, worst-case scenario, the personal electric vehicle will be here by Wednesday. So I know Cindy's excited, too. Should be fun. Hey, there's Clay. What's up, man? Yeah, Clay was very much responsible for my video today, where we went to what's it called? Cullum. Cullum Park in Bonita. Clay told me about this. He goes there with his one wheel, and I went there today with my Kingsong 18L and the one wheel and rode around there. And it's a great little park. It's cool, man. Very, very interesting. Cindy and I really had a lot of fun. She took her mountain bike, and I took my 18L and the one wheel. Is it personally built? Because it's taken ages. Well, no, the mystery device is not personally built, but there were two components that needed to come together in order for me to get it. So the one component showed up early November, or actually maybe the end of October, and then the second component only showed up last week. So once we had both components, then the mystery device could be sent to me. So yeah, I'm very excited to be getting that. It should be fun. Should provide some good content, and I think Cindy will enjoy it quite a bit as well. It's going to be interesting. I actually have my XSplit set up that it's supposed to be streaming to YouTube and Twitch. I have a Twitch account. My Twitch account is Duff67. I haven't hopped over there to see if it actually is streaming, but I am trying to do that. Twitch is as far as streaming goes, Twitch is a monster compared to YouTube. Streaming on Twitch is a full-time gig for a lot of people. So yeah, I'm going to see if I can get the broadcast sent out to both, if possible. Oh, so I missed a few small trails? I don't know. Yeah, maybe. I saw that washout area in there, which obviously must be filled with water during wet season. And that looked like it was potentially rideable, but I didn't want to push it too much. But it's cool, man. It's neat because it's just a real twisty and narrow. A lot of obstacles, a lot of good skill tests in there. That area right by the parking lot, where there's all those buildings, the nature center, I guess it's called, that was really cool. You have the bat house, or the bee house, that was really interesting. So, yeah, it's a great spot. We'll definitely be going back again, without a doubt. Okay, so let me look at my notes, and you guys can chime in as you like. Okay, Marty talk. Yeah, well, I talked about Marty. Was surprising though. I definitely had no inclination that was coming. And something he didn't mention, but I suspect it's probably part of it, is I'm sure he was frustrated with the audio problems that we've been having. off and on. I'm sure that was frustrating him. Not as much as it's been frustrating me, but I'm sure it was frustrating him. So, you know, in a way, I almost feel like, you know, that girl you're dating with that has bad breath and you're afraid to tell her. You know, maybe maybe that's what's going on. Marty was just sick of the audio problems. I don't know. So, okay. Now they just need a DD near those trails. Yeah, well I did hit a DD on the way, so yeah, it's no problem. So a lot of it's overgrown, so it's hard to see. Okay, yeah, I don't know, Clay. I mean, I was looking at that big map that they have posted there, and it seemed like I hit everything, but maybe not. I don't know. But we'll be back again, so it's no problem. Okay, so now. Break this out over here. Okay. So one thing that I wanted to talk about was, I guess on the forums, Jason posted something regarding the problems he's been having with his shipment of Z10s. And the most interesting thing that he said was out of the 100 Z10s that he has sold, he's had 12% fail. And that's a very high failure rate, and that caused a lot of discussion, a lot of alarm. And I guess not only is he getting a high failure rate, but he's having a hell of a time getting parts to replace them. It sounds like a lot of times the boards are failing. I'm looking at an image right now of I guess a defective board. It seems like that is the primary failure, that the actual system board fails. But I was really surprised to hear that. But it sounds like he is really getting sick of dealing with 9-Vot as far as supporting the wheel. And he even said something along the lines where, there's a possibility that he might stop selling the wheel. So that would be rather unfortunate. But I was surprised to hear that there was that many failures. I've heard of a few failures out in the wild, but I had not heard of anything along those lines as far as frequency. That's a lot of failures. 12% failure rate is very, very bad. Rivals Gotway, I'm sure. Yeah, the 9-Vot, I don't know. I don't understand what their thinking is there. You know, Jason is like one of the biggest dealers in the West, if not the biggest, and I don't really understand why you would not want to give him better support. I don't know, but you know, 9-Vot's done some shady stuff. You know, when they pulled the rug out from under Ian a couple years ago, I thought that was really shitty as well. You know, Ian had done such a great job selling their E+, and you know, all of a sudden they pulled his I don't know if it was an affiliate or a dealership or whatever, but he got screwed royally. So seems like 9-Vot, even though they do generally make good products, when it comes to dealers, they're not so great to deal with. Who's going to sell 9-Vot if they don't supply warranty parts? Yeah, that's true. Yeah, if because all that does is, if they're not selling warranty parts, because I guess what Jason is doing is he's not getting warranty parts. He is just buying or trying to buy the boards. It's not like 9-Vot's being proactive and saying, okay, well, here's a failure, here's a new board. No, he's just trying to buy the boards just so he can service his customers and then try to worry about getting the warranty replacement on the back end. And he's just running into brick walls. I feel bad for him. There's times that I think about, oh man, wouldn't it be nice to be an EUC dealer, sell the thing that you love to ride. And the more I hear about the actual back end of the business from Jason, I'm glad that I've never pursued that, because I'm sure it's very, very frustrating. I would not have the patience for it, I don't think. Yeah, Jason's. Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah, I read that he is paying. He's paying for these parts out of his pocket. So, yeah, I'm sure he's not making anything. Plus, you got the tariffs and all that shit. So, not a good time to be a Z10 dealer, I don't think. Although I haven't heard Ian saying anything similar as far as failure rates on his Z10s that he's been selling. So I don't know, maybe he has better luck than Jason has. And I know Marty still loves the Z10. I mean, he was, again, in his latest video, he was crowing about it. He just, you know, that's his go-to wheel. He loves to ride the Z10. And, you know, when I had that demo unit, I mean, the Z10 was fun to ride. But I wouldn't say that it invoked the same reaction that it did for Marty, or that it does for Marty. You know, it's a great wheel. It's a cool wheel, but I don't know. Marty really loves it. Yeah, Steven. I agree. Although I don't know that Gotway's real great on warranty support either. But at least Jason can get parts for them. So, all right. So let's see. Going down my list here, the Kingsong 18XL demo. Like I mentioned, I was supposed to be next on the list to get the 18XL to test once it was done with in the New York City area, and that wheel has vanished. I don't know where it is. I don't know when it's coming, if it's coming. So, hopefully it is. We'll see. I also realized when I was doing the video on the M10-3 last week, when I looked at my old videos, I've had the M10-3 for almost exactly a year, and that still is probably the most fun wheel that I own. You know, I love my M Super. I love all my wheels. The Monster is fantastic for cruising, you know, at high speeds, long distances. Perfect for that. But as far as this fun goes, the M10-3, it allows me to do things that I can't do on other wheels. For whatever reason, the physics in the M10-3, the low pedals, but the strong motor that's very responsive, I can ride that thing backwards so much easier than any of my other wheels. You know, usually when you're riding backwards and you get to that point where you're changing directions with the bigger wheels, there's a less of a response. It's not as quick to change directions, but the M10-3, it just reverses like nothing, and it's so easy, and it's a great wheel. If you could only have two wheels, get whatever you want, but make sure the M10-3 is one of those two wheels, because it's a totally different kind of riding experience. Clay, you need an extra battery on your One Wheel Plus. Oh, Clay, I wanted to ask you, did you apply the Gemini update to your One Wheel? And did you also see that Future Motion is doing a Black Friday sale on the One Wheels? On the Pluses, on the One Wheel Plus, they're selling them for $250 off. That's a big discount. For $1,249, they're normally $1,499, and the XRs, they're knocking $150 off, and they're down to $1,624. They're normally $1,799. So I thought that was a pretty substantial sale, and I had no idea that was coming. I thought that was a really good deal. If I needed a second board, have I done a Dunkin' Run on my M10? My M10-3. I've done half of it. Yeah, I've done 10 miles, and Cindy picked me up after that. Yeah, there's a video on it. It wasn't as bad as I thought it would be. Actually, I thought with the small pedals, my feet would be like just destroyed by the end of it. But no, it was bearable. It wasn't bad at all. Better than I thought. And yeah, the M10-3, despite being so small, I mean, you can go 20 plus miles an hour. I think the posted top speed in that thing is 25 miles an hour. So that's, I've never gone 25 miles an hour on my M10-3, and I wouldn't recommend it because it's so small at speed. It is not the most stable wheel you ride, but it has a surprise, I think it's an 800 watt motor in that thing, a surprising amount of power. Well, Kyle, if you, sometimes you can get a used one. Sometimes people will sell their Pluses to get a one-wheel XR. You can get a decent deal there, but they are expensive. I mean, there's no getting around it that a one-wheel is very expensive. It's the second most expensive personal electric vehicle that I have. It'll soon be the third, but yeah, they're expensive. Good or addictive? Let's see. What's good or addictive, Clay? thinking about a ego. What's an ego? Should I know what an ego is? Ego. See if I can find an ego. The ego, the auxiliary power for the plus. Yeah, I've seen a bunch of people do that. I think you have to have a full fender to do it. You mount it on there. But other than that, it seemed pretty simple. I think because I remember I watched a video on it. Don't you attach the ego to the fender, and just plug it into your charge port, and then it's like a charge and go or charge and ride. I think if I remember correctly. Yeah, I mean they seemed pretty cool. I don't remember how. Really, that's all more it is. Ego. Oh, maybe there's an adapter. Okay, because I'm looking on Amazon. Because they have an ego on here, just the ego for $200. But then there's whatever is required to get that to connect to your one wheel. But yeah, if you have a plus, I would think that'd be a great thing. I mean, that's what I love about the XR is I never have to think about battery. It's, you know, I'm tired before the battery is, so it's great. Your friends just bought three what? Three one wheels? Really? Steven asks, is Dunkin's coffee that good that you always have one? Well, I don't know. I like it. I can't stand. I guess it's an acquired taste like anything else. I can't stand Starbucks. It's too bitter for me. I don't know. I like Dunkin' Donuts, but the funny thing is I never even started drinking coffee until I moved to Florida and I started my job down here in my early 30s. I never drank coffee before then, so. But yeah, Dunkin' Donuts is the way to go. Yeah, it's mild. It's not strong coffee. You know, in the UK, I'm sure the coffee is much stronger. You probably think Dunkin' Donuts coffee is terrible, but, you know. You missed it. What am I? Two top expensive wheels. My most expensive devices that I own currently are my Monster, which was $2,000, and my 18L, which was $1,700, I guess, something like that, $1,700. And my mystery vehicle is more than that. So if that gives you a hint or not, it'll be my most expensive vehicle ever. Scout. My two top most expensive wheels are the Monster and the 18L. And then the one wheel actually was more than the 18L by $100 because that was $1,800 plus tax. So out the door was $1,900 because I bought that actually at a retail outlet down here. Yeah, Kyle, you'll find used ones if you go on Facebook. To the one wheel users group, people sometimes in there will list their pluses for sale. I see them quite a bit. So Clay says that the ego battery is straight plug and play. You just need the wires. Wow, that's great. What size are you looking to get? Like the one that I see for $200 is a 5 amp hour battery, which is a lot. That's sweet. That's really sweet. And did you mention if you did apply the Gemini update? That those of you that aren't one-wheelers, Future Motion just released last week, and this is big news because people have been bitching about the lack of control that they allow you to have over your board, the one wheel. They have five preset modes that control the behavior of your board, and that's all you could pick from. As long as the one wheel's been around. And they just released a new firmware called Gemini, which actually lets you, there's another mode added called Custom, where there's a little slider that you hit, and it allows you to actually change the characteristics of your board. I believe the settings are aggressiveness, carvability, and the board angle. You know, whereas like the normal riding angle is it flat, is it nose up, is it slightly nose down, you can change that. Aggressiveness is kind of the responsiveness of the motor. Carvability, I haven't really felt a huge difference in that setting. if you go from one extreme to the other, there's a little bit of a difference, but it's not massive. But anyways, my point is that now you have the ability to actually change the characteristics of your board to whatever feels best to you. So people, generally speaking, have been very, very happy with it. And the other thing that I did notice was in the custom mode that the tilt back on the one wheel doesn't, it seems to happen maybe a fraction of a mile an hour later, and it's not quite as severe. When I was riding before, when you would hit, you know, 15 miles an hour, the nose just would, it would flip up pretty suddenly. Now this seems like it's a more gradual thing. So I really, really like that firmware update so far. So far, so good. All right, got some chatting going on here. This is tough when you're doing it yourself, you know, because Marty, usually when it's Marty and I, you know, Marty, he talks more than I do. So, yeah, I'll probably be hoarse tomorrow. All right, so let me go back here. Mystery vehicle announced. Mystery vehicle will be here Wednesday. How's my health these days? Well, it's better. It's weird. Like, I still have odd things going on. I went to the gym on Wednesday, my last day of work last week, and I was doing weighted pull-ups, and I got that nasty pain in my right side that I've had, you know, abdominal CT, abdominal x-rays for, which have determined nothing, but I got, it was pretty severe, and I kind of stopped and just did cardio after that. So that definitely has not gone away. But on the flip side, Thanksgiving morning, I got up and I went to the track and I ran 4 miles. So, which is the most that I've, actually more than 4 miles. And that's the most that I've run in quite a long time. And I actually felt pretty good, which was weird. I didn't really understand why that was, but, you know, I don't have the same fatigue problems that I have, though, that I had. It's still not, I wouldn't say I'm still, I'm not normal yet, but it's better. Let's just say it that way. It's better. And as far as medical procedures, the next thing that I have scheduled is I'm supposed to have another chest CT, a follow-up chest CT in March, I guess, because they want to check there was a nodule that they saw in my one lung. They just want to make sure, and they thought that it was nothing, but they just wanted to make sure that it doesn't grow or anything. There's not any kind of sudden change. And then I'm also supposed to have, I think, a pulmonary stress test or something. I think the week before that, I guess, just to make sure that my lungs are okay, which I'm sure they are. So, yeah, that's my health status. I'm still here. I mean, this last 4 days, I've been off since Thursday. I've done an incredible amount of work, man. I spent in total over 2 days, I've spent 10 hours running the pressure cleaner. Pressure cleaning the pool cage, pressure cleaning the pool deck, pressure cleaning both sheds, pressure cleaning all the landscape stones. So, yeah, I don't think I'm going to die anytime soon. So, I'll live. Okay, let's see how my health. The 2.5 amp will double your range on the Ego. Okay, well, that's cool. So if you would get the 5 amp, you can go crazy. I think I've actually heard of people putting these even on their XRs just for the hell of it. I don't know who would want to ride that far, but yeah, it's cool. Oh, widget. Okay, you're gonna check out the shaping. Yeah, it's cool. Like I said, every video I've seen regarding it, people have had positive things to say about it. It's cool. The only thing that people asked for is they would like two things. They would like to know what numeric settings the presets that are already there translate to as a frame of reference. Like, for example, like the Delirium. Well, what numbers does that correlate to, the Delirium setup or Mission? And the other thing, of course, is they wish they'd have some control over the pushback or tilt back, that they would be able to dial that to come in a little bit later. Because some people, even though tilt back starts at, you know, between 15 and 16 miles an hour, some people reportedly go 25 or 26 miles an hour on their one wheels, which I wouldn't advise. But it is, with the correct conditions, it's possible to go quite a bit faster on a one wheel. But I have no need to test that. But congrats on getting your XR next week, man. You'll love it. You will love it. How far does a one wheel go mileage wise? Steven, it depends on the one wheel. Like Clay here, he has a one wheel plus, and I believe those are rated to only go between 5 and 7 miles total range. I have a one wheel XR, which I think the listed range on it is 18. I think that's what Future Motion advertises, 18 miles. But I actually successfully got it to Dunkin' Donuts and back once, which is a little bit over 20 miles. And, because I have flat conditions, so that's definitely helpful. And I just barely made it. I mean, I was literally on fumes as I pulled in the driveway, but I did cover 20 miles on it. So, and if you get one of these Ego auxiliary batteries that Clay's talking about, you can, the sky's the limit. You can go until your feet fall off if you want to. Oh, okay. Widget already answered that for me. I'm sorry. I'm scrolling through the questions. Okay, well, at least I got the information right because you guys are saying the same thing I did. Kiteboarding. Yeah, Clay, kiteboarding is just... I'm not that into water sports. And I'm not into... What did you break? That video of you in the hospital? I don't remember all the things you broke, but... And plus, I have another problem. I have some sort of proclivity to get ear infections, especially if I get salt water on my ears. I get ear infections like that, man, really easy, and they're super annoying, super painful. So, you know, I'm good. I got enough things to kill myself on. The Ego does not work in the XR. I could have swore that I read that it does, or I read that someone did it. Okay. I wonder why it wouldn't work. I would think that the theory is exactly the same. 25.8 is the top speed on the one wheel, Clay. Have you gone 25.8 miles an hour? Like I don't know if I can do this without my one wheel being turned on. I'm just curious. You can see like your all-time top speed. Let's see if I can find that. Okay, I have 204 miles on my one wheel now. That's awesome. Top speed. Oh, absolute top speed. I don't think, I doubt you can see. I know you can't see that, but 16.9 miles an hour is the fastest I've ever gone on my one wheel. So, cool. Oh, you know what? It is on because I have it on the charger. Okay, it is actually, I am actually connected to it. That's funny. It's in the hobby room behind me, charging. Cool. All right, what are the Ego? Okay, the medals behind me. Those are, these are actually almost all Cindy's medals. I have my own medals, much smaller collection in the hobby room. Those are all like various races that Cindy's done. You know, she's done tons of 5Ks, half marathons, triathlons, half Ironman she's done. So yeah, most of these are Cindy's. And Cindy also contributed the decorations behind me. You see the rather large Sean stocking with some lights on it, and the Rudolph. She set that all up for me as well. Pretty cool that Olympic sprinter is a member of the EUC forum now. I did not see that. Again, I skim through the EUC forum now and then, but I am not a real regular participant, so I did not hear about that. So there's an Olympic sprinter that is an EUC rider. Good. Hunka's here. Oh, nice, Hunka. I thought since Marty wasn't here, you would leave me, but I'm glad you're here. What PEV am I gravitating to most like lately and why? Well, you probably missed it earlier, Hunka, but my mystery vehicle is going to be here on Wednesday. So just tune in and see, I guess. Tune in and see. Some people might be surprised. Some people might not. I don't know. We'll see, but it's definitely going to be a different experience, that's for sure. Or your friend nosedived. Yeah, Clay, I see some people just going so fast on the one wheels, and I've seen some pretty horrific wipeouts. And I actually have a couple of videos of of some things. Not a one-wheel wipeout. Let's see. Oh no, actually it's not a wipeout at all, but it is a video that I thought was very interesting. Okay. So Sprinter runs at 24 miles an hour. Wow. How many wheels does my mystery vehicle have? Alright, I'll give you a hint. My mystery vehicle has between 1 and 4 wheels. Alright? And also, again, I don't know how many of you are up to date with my videos, but I mentioned on my last Meepo video that I have ordered another electric skateboard as well. That this is outside of the mystery vehicle. I've ordered another electric skateboard that is supposedly going to ship by the end of the month. So yeah, and that does have 4 wheels. Okay, so you can guess what that is too. But I think it'll be cool for the way I ride. I think it'll be a really cool thing. Okay, sorry. So let me work down this list here. Okay, one of my topics was I'm sure if you know me, you know Matthias and his MSX experiment, where he intentionally blew up his wheel, and I talked to him about this personally a couple times, and I guess his intent was he had ordered a board from Gotway. He had it in hand, a board that had no tilt back. It's a special version you can get from Gotway with no tilt back. So his thought would be, oh, well, this would be a cool video if I intentionally pop my board on the MSX, see how much abuse it can take, and I'll pop it and I'll just put a new board in, this new board I already have. So yeah, that'll be good. You know, good content, and it's not hard to change a board. And if you've been following that, and if you saw the video that he posted, it was almost an hour long video last week, I guess he posted it, outlining exactly what happened once he did that. I mean, it led into such a huge, huge mess. I mean, because he thought he was just going to pop his board, but he actually wound up frying his motor. And then the motor that he got, he had to take that apart because it was making noise, and the pedals didn't have the Gotway quality. The holes for the pedals were different. The left and right pedals had different holes, so they didn't line up right. It was making the case rub on the wheel. I mean, it seemed like a huge cluster, man. I would have lost my patience a long time ago, but he worked his way through it. But I will never be trying to intentionally blow up one of my wheels. Let's just put it that way. And I don't think he will again either. That's just my impression. Off-road skateboard? I don't know. If you watch, if you well, that actually there's a hint on the screen right now. Really, it's hidden in plain sight. Okay, Steven Sessler. Okay, Steven Sessler. Super Sport. He came up with his own M Super X Mudguard. Let's see if I can do this. Sure, I don't know if I can. Just bear with me a second. Not sure how quickly I can do this. Steven's great. Steven doesn't have the he doesn't have the same design experience that Matthias does, but he's really been doing some good stuff. And let's see if I can do this. There we go. Come on. Thank you. He designed a new mudguard for the M Super X, and he has two variants. He has this one that looks like a conventional fender, and then he also has one that has a built-in. Can you see it here? No, you can't see it here. He also has one that has the a parking support built into it, where you can just kind of lean it over and it'll sit on the parking support. So yeah, he designed that. Posted that last week. I like, Steven shares all of his stuff out on Thingiverse for no cost. I think it's awesome. And oh, here, this is actually one for the M Super V3, but you can get an idea of what I mean as far as the parking support goes. You know, you just have these little this little bar that you can rest your wheel on. Actually, I hadn't seen this design before. That's kind of cool. Super cool. Steven's a really smart guy. He does some good stuff. All right. Anyway, what are you looking at that for? No, we don't want that. We want to remove that. Okay. And hold on. There we go. Okay. I'm back. Got too many windows open here, guys. All right, there's our dashboard. Oh yeah, Cindy is here, by the way. Cindy, originally we were thinking about having Cindy join the stream as a participant on what the heck, on a hangout, have her be another video feed. But we only came up with that idea late, and we were going to have her out in the RV and have her dial in, but. There's some technical things I would have had to work around, and I have not had time to figure that out. So eventually we might do that. But right now she's out there with Katie, actually, watching the stream, I guess, from there. And they might come in. They might come in and, sit here or something. We'll see. Katie's never been on the stream before, so Katie, if you're listening, I'm sure everybody would love to say hello. Okay. Steven, EUC guy said he's testing new app for Gotway. That will be interesting. They probably just added a couple of things. Lighting, I'm sure the board can't be updated. Oh, okay. No, I missed that as well. I did not realize that they had a new app. Yeah, it'd be great if you could do firmware updates via the app, like most modern wheels, but I highly doubt that that's possible. I don't know, Scott. I don't know what that wheel is in next to the 18L. I'm not sure. I've never seen that before. I have no idea. So the photo in the bottom right is the same as the photo I embedded in my last video. I don't know. I'm not sure how anyone could see that photo in that last video, because it was literally on the screen for 1/10 of 1 second. So. Someone has to be really, really good with a freeze frame to get a good look at that thing. Okay. Scout wants to know, did I start taking that pea protein supplement? No. No pea protein supplement. I used to take protein shakes when I was in my 30s. But I think I get enough protein from my diet. Oh, see, Cindy, everybody loves you. Everybody loves you. Yes, Katie on the InMotion social network. I understand she's on there. I don't have an InMotion wheel currently, so I don't have the InMotion app. Hey, Eagles won today. I thought they were going to lose, for sure. First half, they were terrible, but they managed to play better in the second half and squeak out a win against the 3-7 Giants. So, yeah. Super Bowl! Katie is better rider. Oops, typo. Yes. Katie has more natural ability than I do, for sure. Without a doubt. Go Steelers. Yeah, the Steelers play the Broncos, I think. That's what I saw. All right, so let me go back to my notes here. Steven Sester, Mudguard. All right. Gemini firmware, like I said, for the one wheel. I think it's awesome. And hopefully they continue to allow the rider to have more control over their board. I mentioned the Black Friday sale that they're having. Let me see if they're still having it. Because it said while supplies last, so they might be out of supplies. Let's see. Yeah, it's still on their site. $250 on the Plus and $175 on the XR. So, yeah, if you've been thinking about getting a brand new one wheel, That's the first sale that I've heard of in a long time, so it's the right time to do it. Oh, Carl, you just ordered. What did you order? The one wheel XR or the Plus? And congrats. All right, let's see. Under my Meepo Eastgate, I love everybody too. Yes, and he loves. Oh, Nexar. Okay, congrats, man. You'll love it. It's great. Just don't get it wet. Okay, under my Meepo Eastgate category, the only note I have in there is my new mystery skateboard. Doesn't ship until the end of the month, supposedly, coming from China. Hopefully I'll have it by Christmas. I don't know, we'll see. Should be interesting though. But yeah, I guess there's no reason to be too secretive about it, because obviously, like I said, there's a picture of it right there. It is an all-terrain skateboard. I won't tell you which one it is. You know, some of you might be able to figure that out too, but I think it'll be interesting. You know, it has 6.5-inch pneumatic tires. You know, it'll be able to legitimately handle mild off-road conditions, whereas the Meepo cannot. Meepo isn't even fun going across sidewalks that have big gaps in them, you know. So yeah, this should make riding a lot easier, I think. We'll see. We will see. Geoblade. Okay. You order? Oh, Widget, you're kidding. The day before the sale? Oh, they better give you something for that. That's kind of shitty. But I don't know. Yeah, I hope they cut you a break there. All right, so let me see if I can bring up this one video that just made me shake my head. Really made me shake my head. Let's see if I can. Oops. Okay. Bear with me. You guys can tell me what you think. And I'm assuming that my reaction is because I'm old, maybe. Maybe if I was younger, I would think, oh man, that's badass. That's so cool. It's awesome. But no, that isn't the reaction that I have. And a lot of you have probably seen this already, I bet. Look how fast he's going. Yeah. So, the guy, he looks like he's on maybe an M Super X. I don't know. China. I don't know where he is. Appears to be on a highway, riding seated, I guess, to reduce wind drag. No safety gear that I saw. And going, I don't know. I didn't see them mention exactly how fast he was going, but it sure looked, 30 to 40 miles an hour, I would imagine. So, yeah, that kind of stuff is crazy. Because again, this is just old man perspective that I think too many people see that and they're like, oh man, I want to do that too. Look how cool that is, and it's not cool. It's definitely not cool. Oh, so Steven, you haven't seen that? It's crazy. It's crazy. I mean, and going that fast, I mean, even if the thing was beeping at him, you wouldn't hear it. I mean, it's just, oh. I just assume something like that is going to end badly at some point, so. Crazy. Supposedly, Clay, the M Super X, I think I've heard Chooch say, I think Chooch said that he went over 40 miles an hour on his M Super X. I think 43, maybe even. Which, I mean, at least Chooch wears gear and stuff. I mean, he's fully geared up, and you know, he weighs probably 130 pounds soaking wet. But yeah, it's, I don't get it. I don't get it. Something with one wheel, an electric motor, going that fast. It's just, even if you're geared up, I mean, the impact to your body going that fast, if you're hitting a hard surface or an immovable object, it's lights out, man. It's just, it's lights out, and you don't have a shot. Yeah, Chooch has the 100-volt. Yeah, he has the 100-volt M Super X. Now, I don't think that it said anywhere exactly what wheel that was, but it sure looked like an M Super to me. It wasn't a Monster, but I think that might have been an M Super. Oh, Hunka, Cindy said hi to you. Wow. Yeah, I bet you can do 35. Bet you can. I mean, the fastest I've ever gone on any wheel, according to Strava, which I don't run all that often, is one time Strava clocked me at 33. I think 33 on my Monster once, and it wasn't intentional. I think there is something to be said about riding in the seated position, because you are almost cutting your surface area down by 50%. And I'm pretty sure that happened when I was riding seated on the Monster. I think you can hit some pretty crazy speeds seated. Hunka is asking how Cindy's riding is going. Well, she rode her mountain bike today, and she did quite well. My opinions on the M Super X. The M Super X seems like it's a really nice wheel. Fit and finish wise, it's, I still don't think that they're in the league of Kingsong or Ninebot or In Motion as far as fit and finish and quality. But I think the they're doing things at Gotway at least to make the wheels more safe. They're not half-assing their motor connections anymore. It seems like they're using beefier MOSFETs, and everyone I know of that has an M Super X loves it, except for Eddie Moy. Eddie doesn't like his. He really gets bent out of shape about like the fit and finish. You know how they look kind of thrown together compared to the other wheels, but. Almost everyone that I know of really likes their M Super, so. And I have an old M Super V3, and I like that thing too. It's, I have probably well over 1,000 miles in that, maybe closer to two. It's a good wheel. Yeah, it's a good wheel. The only thing with Gotways is that they have some quality control issues, and they don't restrict riders from getting in trouble as much as other wheels do. And depending on your point of view, that may or may not be a good thing. So, and as far as 84 volt versus 100 volt, the advantage of an 84 volt wheel is you can get a bigger battery pack. You know, a lot of the 84 volts are 1600 watt wheels. 100 volts, the battery configurations are less typically, so that's a drawback. Power-wise, I guess I've never ridden a 100-volt wheel, so I can't really tell you, but I can just tell you what other people have said, that they can feel it on the top end, you know, that the wheel has more top end, especially I've heard that about the Gotway Monster 100-volt, so that would be an interesting wheel to ride, for sure. MSX Leisure Mod. Do we do any online gaming? Yes, we've played Overwatch for a period of time. We were playing Overwatch, but I have two main online games that I play. Hearthstone and World of Warcraft. World of Warcraft I've played since early 2005. Nonstop. Never dropped my subscription. Those of you that aren't gamers, it's a massively multiplayer online role-playing game, which at the height of it had 12 million subscribers. You actually pay a monthly subscription to play the game. And yeah, I still love it. I mean, I'm not into it as much as I was. At the absolute worst, I was playing 30 to 40 hours a week. It can be very, very addictive. You know, there were some nights where I was up until 2 in the morning playing. But it's not that way anymore. I'm lucky if I get to play, you know, 2 or 3 times a week, and, you know, for, you know, an hour or two at a time at max. So, but I still do love the game. It's weird. If no one ever has played that game, you don't really understand. It's literally there's a game called Second Life. Well, it's literally like almost a Second Life. There's an entire like I know directions to places in this virtual game. Like okay, you make a left at Stormwind and then hang a right at Elwynn Forest and you know go into Westfall and it's weird. It's not like a lot of games where you know you have a set area that the experience happens in. You know, you're in this isolated area. With World of Warcraft, it's one continuous thing. Like you just travel. There is no end to it. It's just, I don't know. It's hard to explain unless you've ever played it. But yeah, still like it after 14 years. Are you a horde player? Oh man. Well, I do. I had a couple horde characters, and I actually do have a horde paladin right now that I don't really play. But I'm almost always alliance. All my characters are alliance. And if I was smart, I wouldn't, because alliance, at least all the servers I play, alliance has a big disadvantage. Horde usually outnumbers us, you know, 2-1. So. Get our asses handed to us a lot, but yeah, I've always been an alliance player, and I always, up until this last expansion, every class you have in the game, there's 11 classes, and when I say classes, you have like, you know, a mage, a druid, a warrior, a paladin. There's 11 classes. I had each class to max level, and I'll do it again with this latest expansion, but it takes a lot of time, obviously. But yeah, I had them all to max level. I'm more of a leveler. I'm not real big into endgame content. I do it a little bit, but I'm not hardcore in that way. I'm not a hardcore PvP player. I just kind of like doing my own thing. So where did you played WoW? Oh, you've been out since Pandaria? Really? Yeah. Well, good for you. I've never like when it was. When you describe WoW to somebody that never played WoW, it just they just kind of look at you like you're like an alien. It's just bizarre because like you do all these mundane things. Like I said, you travel. At lower levels, you travel by foot. You're literally running from town to town, and it takes a long ass time. I remember in early versions of the game, like for me to get from one area of the game to another, like say I had something I had to do, at a quest that I had to do in a certain area that was far away, there was times where it would take me like 15 minutes of travel time just to get to the point where I had to do this thing. 15 minutes, real time, 15 minutes. And actually some spots could take longer than that now I think about it. But yeah, it's part of the game. It's just, it's weird. It's very weird. 7 years, yeah. Okay, well, that's a good run, and it can. But I mean, as Widget can attest, I mean, it can become consuming, all consuming. I think there's a few documentaries out there about people that are just so hardcore addicted to it. It's their entire life. I'm the kind of person that tries to achieve balance, you know, as best I can in things. And, you know, when I was playing 40 hours a week, that was not being balanced for sure. So I was able to, you know, scale that back and be more reasonable about it. But I can definitely understand these people that go off the edge and go crazy. Oh, Widget, did you see, and again, I don't know if you're paying attention to Blizzard at all anymore, but they actually announced that they are bringing back WoW Classic. they had a demo for it in the last BlizzCon, where it's the original game, original, they call it Vanilla WoW. They're going to be releasing that next summer. So if you like it the way it used to be, without all the other, you know, conveniences that they built in, next summer you can actually do it. And they're including it in your WoW subscription for free. So you can play current version WoW and old style circa 2005, 2006 WoW if you want. Leroy Jenkins, yeah, that's people hear Leroy Jenkins and they have no idea what it means, and that's a WoW reference, a very funny WoW video that was, God, 10 years ago at this point. All right. Yeah, WoW can definitely be like crack, without a doubt. All right, hold on. Just want to make sure I'm not missing stuff. Okay, CC, do I have insights on the new Kingsong 18XL? No. I mentioned earlier in the video, I was supposed to be getting the 18XL originally after Chris Yim, and then it went to Eddie Moy, and then from Eddie Moy it went to Tishon, and from Tishon I have no idea where it is. There was a ship notice that I got, a ship email I got a week and a half ago, might even be 2 weeks at this point, but it never showed up. I let Jason know that I had the ship notice but the wheel wasn't here, and he said he was going to look into it, and I haven't heard anything beyond that, so I don't know. I'm not going to bug him about it. But it's too bad. I watched some of I watched Eddie and Chris's video on the 18XL, and it seems like, in a nutshell, it's heavier. They tweaked the trolley handle a little bit, has bigger pedals, and obviously more batteries. You know, battery life that rivals the Gotways. So it all sounds good. I'm sure I'd like it. To be honest, and I mentioned this in one of my videos, I'm actually a little frustrated, because if I knew that was coming out, I probably would have waited and gotten an 18XL instead of the L. You know, the bigger pedals and bigger battery would have been a no-brainer for me, you know, because I have big feet. So, yeah, I was kind of bummed about that. But I'm certainly not going to buy one now. Definitely not. Okay. Hunka, I got an NVIDIA Shield with a game controller recently. Yeah, I've heard of the Shield. All the games are streaming, right? Let me just look that up quick. That was announced a while ago, though. I thought I'd heard about that quite a while. Yeah, okay, I remember seeing this. It doesn't seem like it ever took off. NVIDIA Shield TV. Oh, they also, you can also stream TV on it as well. Ooh, okay. Interesting. Yeah, it kind of reminds me of the Amazon Fire, I guess. But better games. I think you can actually play some games on the Amazon Fire, but I'm sure the NVIDIA product is better. That's interesting. How much did that cost? So I'm seeing like $140. Anybody do Black Friday shopping? I did. Very little. I went to Home Depot, and I went to Sam's Club. And I went to AutoZone. And I bought a handful of gifts. I almost do all my shopping online. I can't stand stores anymore, for the most part. So, yeah. I will probably do the same thing this year. But in years past, I probably had done more shopping over Black Friday weekend online. But since Thanksgiving was a little bit early this year, I don't feel quite as rushed to do it right now, so we'll see. Okay, so I'm looking back at my notes here. Is Cindy still out there? Yes, you see, the XL would have been better for me. That's kind of what I'm frustrated about. Okay. So what I did was I get comments on my videos that I post, and I actually pulled some of those questions here that I could actually answer them here on stream instead of typing them out, although I might type out an answer as well. But. So one of these questions was, do you think the scooter craze, such as Bird Scooters Lime, is causing this? What's it causing? Oh, okay. They're talking about like less focus on EUCs. Ninebot and other companies are turning their focus to those, being scooters, for money, and are going to give the EUC community the cold shoulder. And give the EUC community the cold shoulder. He's asking, I guess, if I think that these companies are going to focus more on scooters just because of how Bird and Lime is just going crazy, I guess, everywhere. And I think they probably sell more scooters than they do EUCs. I think EUCs are still a niche market. You know, obviously more and more people are learning them and trying them all the time, but I just think the learning curve, you know, the world for the most part is a immediate gratification kind of place. So a lot of people don't want to put in the time and effort that it takes to, you know, develop a skill like riding an electric unicycle. And so I think that's kind of the barrier to entry and why EUCs will never be as prevalent as scooters, you know, or other two-wheel devices. So, but I don't think that they're going to abandon it. I think they do sell quite a few of them, but I think that two or four-wheel devices will always sell more than one-wheel devices. Just look how many electric skateboards there are. I mean, it's incredible. When I watch Preston on Press Reset, his channel on YouTube, and it just blows my mind how many electric skateboards he reviews. I mean, it's incredible. There's so many of them, and because there's a market for it, they're easier to ride, for sure. Reliability in the Meepo? So far, my Meepo has been great. I got it, that was recommended to me by someone on one of my live streams, actually, the Meepo. And it's for the money. It's great. And also, I should have mentioned that with Black Friday stuff and the deals that One Wheel was doing, Meepo, I think they are still doing it, had some specials as well. Okay, let me see if I can get this up here. Let's see if I can do it. Yeah, I mean, they're really good deals, actually. All right, so let's capture a window. There we go. Let's make it bigger. All right. So this is the Meepo NLS, which is the one that they just announced, which has a better deck. This actually doesn't... I don't think the NLS actually looks like this. Has I think a different speed controller, a different hand controller, better batteries. What else? Oh, it has the Shredder trucks built into it. But anyways, they just announced this, and it was announced for $599. It's on sale for $549. And their website is meepoboard.com. Meepo V2, if you can read that, top speed 29 miles an hour. I've never gone that fast on my Meepo. But this is the most similar. Like my Meepo is actually a kicktail model, which I don't believe that they're currently selling. I haven't seen it on their site lately. But this is the same guts, basically, the V2, and that's on sale for $379, which, I mean, compared to everything else that I have, electric vehicle wise, that's a steal, man. Bang for your buck, $379. That's outstanding. I think I paid $430 for mine when I got it. So yeah, that's a really, really good deal, if you ask me. And then they have the Meepo V2, 30-inch. This is like a short, almost like a, it's not a penny board, I guess, but a short version. Which again, I think has similar guts, because it still says 29 miles an hour. Just a shorter board. But I can tell you that I like having the length. of the longboard style. I wouldn't feel comfortable going that fast on something that small, personally. But again, $379, same price. And then you have this, which is one of the skateboards I was considering, the all-wheel drive GT. When that came out, that was $800. That's on sale for $699. That has motors in the front, dual hub motors in the front and the back. So it accelerates like a bear. It decelerates like a bear. It's super, super torquey. Great at climbing hills. Has a upgraded battery pack, 14 miles of range. And I watched, I think his name is John Paul on YouTube. He has a all-wheel drive GT. He did a whole series on them, and he loves it. So, yeah, it's again, bang for your buck. I think it's a pretty nice board. And then you have the Meepo Campus 2. That is like a penny board. Very small, less power. It's light. So it's literally for just getting like final mile kind of journeys. So yeah, that's the Meepo sale. So I think that goes until tomorrow, maybe. Let's see, does it say up here? It doesn't actually show when it stops, when the sale ends, but if you snooze, you lose. All right, there you go. So yeah, if you're thinking about an electric skateboard, a Meepo for $379, that's hard to beat, in my opinion. Nice little board. All right. Yes, you see, I thought that GT. There's a test. I can't remember the other guy. There's another electric skateboard guy that I follow. That he did a test with like a dozen different boards. It was an incline test where he lives in Australia. You might know him. It was an incline test, a pretty severe incline, and he tested a whole bunch of boards. And I think that the Meepo all-wheel drive GT had the best climb speed of any of the boards. That included like the Boosted and the Boosted Plus, and I think even the Evolve GT. It had the best time of any of them, if I'm not mistaken. So it's, for the money, I mean, it's half the price of, you know, like a Boosted or an Evolve GT or something like that. So it's really hard to beat. It really is. Oh, Backfire is doing 100 off. Yes, I do know that, Kyle. I won't tell you how I know that, but yeah, I do know that. CC bought a new shred light helmet mounts for Blackfire. Okay, well, that's cool. Shred light. Yeah, I don't have any lights on my skateboard. I probably should, but I don't ride much at night. Kyle asked, recommended wheels under a grand for noobs. Recommended wheels? Oh, electric unicycle? How much for a noob? Well, the InMotion wheels are nice. The InMotion V8, like if you ask Ian, Speedy Feet Ian, the InMotion V8 is a very good starter wheel, and that's less than $1,000. The InMotion V5F is a good starter wheel, but I would probably go for a V8 because it's bigger. The V5F is only 14. The V8 is a 16-inch wheel. I think that'd be a little better for learning. Like I learned on a 9x1 E Plus, which was a 16-inch wheel, and in retrospect, I think that was almost the perfect first wheel for me. How is the long-term durability and reliability on the Meepo? Hunka is, again, just from my personal experience, it's been good. There's like anything, there's people that have had problems with them. But I've also seen some people that have had them for well over a year and have had no problems and put, you know, hundreds, if not over 1,000 miles on their Meepo. So for the money, like I said, for the money, I think it's really hard to beat. Okay. Wow. See, I'm getting more questions here. It's good. All right. Now, I'm sorry if it's taking me a while to get to them because I'm kind of bouncing back and forth here, but all right. Was the one wheel your first board sport? Widget asked me. Was the one wheel your first board sport? I noticed in your videos you don't carve much. Being a snowboarder and wanting that feeling is why I've been so interested in them. That is correct. As a kid, I had a shitty penny board, but really I'd never skateboarded much. I never snowboarded. Skied once. I was terrible at it. So yeah, my one wheel is my first board, and you're right. I don't carve nearly as hard as you see some people do it. I can carve more aggressively. I don't find myself doing it all that often. But I'll work on that. Same thing with the skateboard. I can carve on the Meepo, but not real aggressively typically. And that's, I don't know. I just need to, I guess, make myself do it more often. And yeah, the different riding styles. It is funny. It is funny. It's almost like being, you know, bilingual, but on an electric vehicle perspective, where, you know, where you go from an EUC to an electric skateboard to a one wheel. All three are definitely different. So, I think Cindy might be coming back. I hear Elsa. Hi Elsa. Hi baby. Hi baby. Hi baby. Hi baby. Hello. So CC says the EUC feels easier to ride than your skateboard. I don't know. I would say that it's not easier to learn than a skateboard, without a doubt. It's a totally different ride. Say hi, Cindy and Katie. I told you Katie was here too. So Carl confirms that the V8 is a great starter wheel. I would agree. Cindy.
Yeah.
Hunka hears you. Yes, yes. Elsa's name is from Frozen, I guess. When we adopted her, that was her name already, and we didn't change it. So from what we understand, she was named after the character from Frozen. All right, so I got through my first question. Someone also told me to try the Geoblade. It's fun. What is it? I looked it up and I forget what the heck it was. A Geoblade. Oh, yeah. Let me show you this. This is, I don't know if you guys saw this. This is kind of funny. This is like what, That one wheeler guy, he bought an M10-3 and then he kind of did this to his M10-3 to turn it back into a one wheel. I thought it was kind of funny. Okay, where is it? There it is. This is a Geoblade. Someone commented on one of my videos I should try out a Geoblade. And it basically just looks like it's a one wheel knockoff with an EUC style tire. For $1,500. Oof. You leaving?
Yeah.
You don't want to say hi to anybody?
Hi.
Okay. Katie says hi.
I'll be in here tomorrow.
Okay. Good. So yeah, this is the Geoblade. Like I said, it looks like an EUC tire with a one-wheel style deck. I would never buy one, personally. Especially for that kind of money. My goodness. That was one of my notes. Sunny Wheels, yeah, Sunny, yeah. That's the guy that he built a platform. It was a pretty impressive platform. I haven't seen anything from him lately. Let's see. CC has never seen me balance my wheel with one foot. I have done that. I've done it on my M Super and I've done it on my Monster. I feel with my legs. With my long legs, I need a tall wheel to do that on, and I can do it the best in the Monster. But I'll demonstrate sometime. I don't practice that kind of stuff much, but I can do it. Not well, but I can do it. Am I buying a 10-foot selfie stick, Hunka? No, I'm not, and I don't think I'm buying Insta360 camera either. It's kind of like, at this point, it's almost like a Me Too thing. It seems like everybody and their mother has an Insta360 camera. So, and I think I'm going to stay away from that. I am still looking at the GoPro 7. I think I would benefit from something like that that has the built-in stabilization. So that might be coming down the road, and I really would love one of those Skydio R1s that Ian has. But I mean, it's $2,000, but I think they're awesome. You know, because I have a drone, but it's just, there's so much involved with getting a drone up while you're trying to ride, and that Skydio makes it so easy. At least it sure looks easy, based on the way that I've seen Ian utilize it. So yeah, that's down the road. Geoblade looks challenging. Madden Mobile Dog subbed. You subbed here? If so, thank you. I appreciate it. Getting closer to 5,000 subs. I think I'm at like 46 or 4,700. I'm getting there. I mean, the Geoblade looked... Oh! Now, Marty and I did talk about that. About the Gotwheel wheel that looks... It's the opposite. The Gotwheel wheel, supposedly, the prototype, it looks like a one-wheel tire, but with EUC style pedals, and the Geoblade looks like a EUC wheel with one wheel style control. Weird, very weird. Gyro stabilized. I'm just trying to see what you're referring to there. Yeah, a V8 is plenty fast enough. It's not a huge battery, but again, for a learner, it's fine. You won't outgrow it right away, which is nice, because I did kind of outgrow my 9.1 E Plus pretty quickly.
Do you need to pee?
Yeah, if you don't mind.
Are you almost done?
Hmm?
Yeah, are you done?
No, I'm not done. I'm still streaming.
Well, how is it so small?
Hmm? Here. I'm reading. I'm multitasking.
Oh. Oh, because you're reading stuff.
Okay, Hunka, Cindy's here.
And Elsa's under the table. Where am I at? Oh, hey.
The
Where's
chat,
the...
Chat's
oh,
there.
Okay, yeah. Oh, that drone is the one that Geo blames.
Tell him how much you love the ride.
That's what she said. What? Hola. Oh, that's so nice. I look like Rudolph right now. Terrible.
What's that?
I have a bump on my nose, but Hunka was very nice. Thank you. But I have this remnant of a pimple on my nose. What's up, guys? Clay, by the way, we rode that trail today, and that was really nice. This seat is hot. Whew. You were sweating, Sean. Seat is hot. Geoblade, but I'm going to look into it. What's a Geoblade? Geoblade. Are we still talking about EUCs or POVs or what? Oh, you want to know what it is? It's a 2016 Vespa. 250 cc's, and it goes like 70 miles per hour. And when I was at red lights, I'm just kidding. I have no idea. You think I know? Canada? Canada's great. Have you been to Canada, Hunka Hunka? It's great. I think it's great. Where are you at, Hunka Hunka, that you got snow?
Hunka has snow.
Yeah. They asked me what the mystery vehicle is.
Don't tell them.
When are we going to ride with you, Clay? When are you going to teach Sean how to, what is it? The kite surfing?
I don't want to kite surf.
Get him to kite surf!
We already discussed it.
I love the ocean. He does not like the water. I'm a true Floridian. 6 inches in New Hampshire? New Hampshire.
You can sit there. I'll sit here.
Oh, I don't want to get your toes. Oh! Do you want to get over here so you can type stuff?
No. I just need to be able to read it.
Yeeks. Yeah, let's go. Oh, cool. Let's go. I'll learn kite surfing if you want to teach. I'll feed you for payment. I don't have a lot of money. I'll make a lasagna if you teach me how to kite surf.
You do realize how hard you have to hold on to kite surf.
Well, you know what? Okay. Did they know about my diagnosis?
I didn't talk about it in the stream.
Oh. Could explain. Okay. Maybe just to explain why I don't ride as much. Not that I'm not enthused as you are. That's a really pretty face. Do you see that face he makes? I try to give him a kiss and he goes, like, he makes the, and I put the camera up for a selfie with him and he makes the worst faces. Either way, what's wrong with the Boston accent? We like Dunkin' Donuts, right? I'm sorry, but I don't like the Patriots.
Boston.
Well, he goes, don't go on that, because he said hamster, you know.
Oh, New Hampshire.
It's true, because New Hampshire and Boston, you know, like.
I don't know.
You don't know? But you got your Philly accent. Well, not really Philly, but you have a Pennsylvania accent. You do. You do.
So where were we going with this?
Well, I mean, I still want to learn kite surfing. I got to figure a way. Put like some straps on my hands.
Okay.
You have
my permission to go
learn
kite surfing with Clay.
Sean was nice enough not to explain my medical condition, but I did get diagnosed with something recently, and that's why I don't ride as much as he does. So.
But the mystery vehicle should be easier to ride.
Yep. It should.
I told him that.
If I knew what it was.
I told him that I'm going to try to. It's supposed to be here no later than Wednesday, but I want to try to get it earlier.
Weeder. Just playing with you. Widget, it's okay.
Weeder.
Weeder.
It's hard for me to.
Wetter.
Not
water. It's water. No. Water. I don't know. I was told when I was in the Air Force I had an accent. Someone actually said I sounded Southern.
Yeah.
Got our Christmas tree up? No. We got three of them. Three of them up.
Three?
One in... No, we got four of them. Think about it. Mm-hmm. Wait. Got five. There's the little one in the RV. There's a white one that has the lights going up in the front yard. There's an inflatable one in the front yard.
Uh-huh.
There's a massive one here. And there's another one that's used to be his mom's Christmas tree. And it's in the other room. So
that's another
five
thing.
Five Christmas trees.
That's another thing on my to-do list that we had to knock out is we've got all the Christmas decorations up. So we have four inflatables in the front and a snowman that we just bought.
Yeah. He's not inflatable, but he's cool.
We hung lights. We put up the inside stuff.
Yep.
Yeah, it's all done.
And then I did that.
I told him you did that. Mm-hmm.
That's my Rudolph. Wait. There.
It's funny. The way the screen looks like, it almost looks like it's a split screen just because you're such a definitive.
Oh, I know,
it almost
right?
looks like I wouldn't be able to reach over and smack your face.
Oh, the Christmas light street light ride.
Victoria Park. Well, we're not doing it on Christmas Eve, that's for sure.
No. This bozo wants to go when everybody's trick-or-treating, ride his wheel. And he almost took out a little three-year-old little unicorn. It was cute little. Oh. Elsa's on screen. There's our child. This is our child.
Elsa.
He puts up all the Christmas ornaments for her. Bless you. We've had her 2 years. On Thanksgiving, it was 2 years exactly we've had her.
Mm-hmm.
She's our baby. But Clay, when are you going to ride with us? Look at that pretty face. Yeah. That's so nice. Are these people sending you notes?
These are some of the notes that I had on my videos.
Oh, she is nice.
Comments.
Oh.
I was just reading them. Like CC, who's in the chat.
Yeah, I saw him up there.
Okay.
The wheel like looks a nice guy.
Okay, so he's referring to the one wheel. CC, I'm reading back your comment. How the one wheel looks like fun, but for $1,800, I feel it lacks speed and range. For $1,900, the Gotway M Super X 100 Volt EUC has a range of 50 miles with speeds of 40 plus miles per hour. Chooch can get his to 40. That's where I saw 43 miles an hour, CC, I guess, from your comment. That's more bang for the buck. What?
That it is more bang for the buck.
It is, but it's a totally different...
It's a whole different world.
Like, you've ridden the one wheel.
Right, it's a whole different world.
What do you think is more fun to ride?
It depends where you live and where you're going to ride it.
I think it depends what you want to do with it.
Right, because the one wheel, as we saw today, and Clay rides his pretty much the all-terrain kind of thing. But you can ride on the sidewalk. That big wheel is very, you know, it can go anywhere. But the problem is little tight turns and stuff. I don't know how it would be on snow or wet kind of stuff. Isn't it bad? Is it okay to get wet? Dan, super. Are you chewing your feet? Hey, girl.
She's licking her toenails.
Our dog is licking her feet. Stop it. She probably got bit by a red ant. But I think if you're in the city, maybe the M Super would be nice for distance.
I think the one wheel for me is a more interactive riding experience than the EUC. But I think like if you were in a crowded area and you were riding, I feel like I have more control on an EUC than I do on a one wheel, just because it's not that easy just to stop a one wheel on the dime and get off cleanly. I mean, you can always jump off, but I feel like I can control an EUC better. Obviously it is faster, and obviously it can also go over larger terrain because it has a bigger diameter tire. So it's again, until you ride a one wheel, I don't know that you, cause I think just based, if you look at numbers, I would agree that if you look at price, speed, and range, an EUC is a clear winner. But you got to ride a one wheel and then you'll see the difference, I think.
But still, the EUC is still the better. Overall, because it
depends.
Can go everywhere. I don't know. I would say if you, because not everybody has the money. These things are expensive. So if you're going to choose one or the other, I personally, because I'm financially, you know, whatever, I would pick the EUC.
And actually, one of the things that I liked about the one wheel, because every other thing that I have was made in China, is I love that the one wheel is actually made in the United States. I think that's kind of awesome. Only thing out there.
Yay, Clay!
What?
Maybe you could do the Victoria Park ride with us for looking at the Christmas lights. It's a lot of fun. It really is nice.
That'd be tough on a one wheel. I'd be nervous. All that traffic and people.
I don't know if we go on a week that we're not going around on the weekend. We don't go on the weekend. We go on like a Tuesday night because it's still lit up. You know, when people aren't driving so crazy, and it would still be good on the one wheel. You both do the one wheel. It'd be kind of cool. Mm-hmm. And then, hunka hunka, are there more riders? I wish there were enough riders to...
As far as I know, no. There's,
get together.
I mean, there's some electric skateboard riders. Didn't you say you saw someone on an electric skateboard?
Yeah.
Yeah. EUC-wise, though, I know.
And the CBD oil company I'm an affiliate for, they have a friend who rides a Meepo, and they're supposed to give me the info of where they're at. But rides a Meepo, and then the daughter rides the Mini Pro, which, you know, I love.
Mm-hmm.
But I just feel like I should say.
Nice.
I just hope people know that I'm, you know, I don't know a lot about EUCs. That's why I wasn't on here for the entire thing, and I didn't want to bore you with my lack of knowledge. I'm just here for the fun.
Oh, wait, let me show you this. I played this earlier, but some people might not have seen it. You'll find this crazy.
Crazy?
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, let's do it another way. Just hold on. I'm going to show her the crazy rider and whatever.
Oh, I watched that. The guy was crazy with no gear or anything. I popped in and said hello during that.
Oh, the guy was sitting down?
Yeah, he was one with the wheel and had nothing on, and he looked like he was zipping past. He was a moron.
Right, yes.
Sorry if you're watching, but you're a complete reckless.
I doubt that he's watching.
Ridiculous moron.
Ron's World does a lot of skateboard.
What's Ron's World?
Oh, does he?
Or is that?
Ron's World is I only know Ron for when he intentionally rode his Gotway Tesla to the point that it cut out on him, and he wiped in Miami. He's over Miami somewhere. Yeah.
Well, Clay, though, have you ever rode an EUC? I mean, are you? I don't know.
No, I guess.
Oh man, I think if you could do the one wheel, you could totally ride the EUC. And we have so many you can borrow. You can meet up with us and at least try them out one day.
One wheel riding is a lot different.
It's totally different. Yeah. And coming from a skateboard background, I found the one wheel great. It's just, I'll just throw this out there. I got diagnosed with MS. So sometimes my body doesn't work or respond the way I want it to. And so that's why my EUC Oh, I'm supposed to be over here and I'm looking over here. See what I mean? I don't know this because you blocked it. But either way, see, he's up for trying it. Clay's the man. Come on, Clay. Meet up with us next week and we'll try a bunch of stuff. But either way, the MS, it causes issues with my feet and my hands. And so I don't balance as well. And sometimes my ankles give out, knees give out and stuff. And so I just don't feel as safe on the EUC as I do on the Mini Pro. So now you know why I stick to Safe Ride most of the time. So.
All right.
You're so nice to me.
I am nice to you. What are you talking about?
Sometimes.
I waxed your RV today, Venus.
If someone didn't hear that, probably wouldn't go.
They heard it. All right, so let's see. I had another comment here about my... Someone had a question about my monster. My wheel, that is. I was wondering about your monster. I've heard you mention it a few times. What's the max weight it can carry and not break?
Ooh.
I believe...
Have you looked that up?
The newer wheels, I've been seeing that they've been rating them for up to like 300 pounds, but I don't know, because I've seen broken pedals on some Gotway wheels. Let's see what it says.
I have to say I love the Monster. Do they know I love the Monster?
I don't know.
I love the
Monster. You haven't ridden in a while.
I rode it the other week, last weekend.
The Monster?
I was on the Monster last weekend.
I thought you were on the 18L last weekend.
No, I haven't gone on the 18L yet. I was on the Monster.
Yeah, okay.
You've got a picture of me on the boardwalk on the Monster.
Do I?
Yeah. Talk about me forgetting things.
Yeah. I'm just looking on the eWheel site. Oh, wow.
Ooh, wow. Ooh, brown.
Okay. All right. The rider weight spec is significantly higher than I thought. Even like the ACM or the M Super, it's saying 325 to 350 pounds.
Wow.
As a max weight. Because I guess this person, he said that... it looks like he's trying to get into EUCs, and he said that he saw an ad for the 9x1, but he saw that it had a weight limit of around 250 pounds, and he weighs 252 pounds. Mm. So he was worried that he would be too heavy to get on EUCs, but evidently, if you get on any of the current Gotway wheels, they're rated for 300 pounds plus, so you're good to go. Yeah. Oh, and he's lost weight. He's down to 240 now.
Nice!
So, yeah.
That's good. Congrats on that.
Yep. So, if you go with one of the Gotway wheels, and I think the King Songs are pretty similar as far as weight capacity. I think
CC's
so.
Asking you, Chutkowski. That's a cool name. CC Chutkowski? You have a lot of wheels. Do you have a favorite and why? Are you asking me or Sean?
Me.
They're asking you, I'm sure. You could ask us every time, don't you?
Yeah, that's okay. I would say,
No, that's good.
I say it depends on the situation, but like if you were going to throw me on a desert island and I only could have one wheel on that desert island, it would probably be an M10-3. To be honest with you, it's the most fun. If you threw me on a desert island and it was nothing but long highways and flat surfaces and pavement, and I had to get from one side of the island to the other, it would probably be the Gotway Monster. Because it's the best at that.
So my question there, you said deserted island. Mm-hmm. So the M10 is fine on sand. That's a deserted island. I would have seen.
No, it's assuming the M10. I'm assuming it's a deserted island with parking lots.
Can't assume. You get very literal with me.
Well, if it's sand, I probably wouldn't get an EUC at all. Actually.
Exactly.
I'd probably good.
But Mini Pro would work.
Yeah, I guess.
With my big tires.
The mystery vehicle might work, too.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Yeah. Maybe. Not deep.
You made
down,
another fish.
Yeah, I made one a while ago.
You didn't make me one.
So what? You don't...
I want one as a stocking stuffer.
She's talking about this.
Not that I have a lot
it's
of...
It's a things. 3D printed... You can get this on Thingiverse. It's a...
Come on, show the face.
Well, hold on. I'm getting the camera so I can see what I'm showing. It's a 3D printed... fish USB holder. SD.
SD card.
It holds both full size and mini SD cards as well. I have a couple of them.
Cool. cool. There are so many things you can 3D print. So, we should stream from the 3D printer moment. Just kidding.
Yeah. So I've covered all of my topics, and actually this went much longer than I thought it was going to go. It's obviously a lot more challenging doing this solo because of the words. I have to say a lot of words.
I have no problem with words.
So you'd be good at this because you can.
I don't know the subject well. So
that's all right. You just chime in and rub my head.
I can talk about random stuff. Aww. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Kyle, they would work for Nintendo Switch games. I guess those are on like SD card kind of things, I guess.
Oh, yeah. That's mm-hmm. cool.
Yeah. So, okay, guys. So this has been going on for hour and 45 minutes. So that's pretty good. So feel free to leave your feedback. You know, the video will archive and be on my YouTube channel. I'd love to get your feedback. I am considering, you know, inviting some people in as guests in the future. Obviously, we need to make sure that technically everything works before doing that, but that's something we'll be considering. And you forgot you were on, so I came in late. CC, that's okay.
CC, better late than never. Better late than never. It's okay. He came in late.
What?
It's okay. What? Gosh, for such a smart guy, you can make some really dumb faces.
Need to shave.
Really.
Okay.
Really hot faces.
Did you hear me talking about WoW?
No.
Oh, so you didn't even stay tuned in.
No, I couldn't get it on the laptop. I had problems out there.
Great.
What happened? What'd you say?
Never mind, because you have to watch the stream to find out.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, guys, so we're going to sign out. Hope you had a good holiday weekend. I'm actually off Monday and Tuesday yet, so I get two more days to play. So look for a video or two coming out.
A video or 10. Maybe I'll get to see him. If he's not busy making videos.
Yeah, okay. All right, guys. So we'll see you again in 2 weeks. If the time changes, it might change. Yeah, you know, I don't know. I don't really mind doing it at 8 o'clock, but we'll see. We'll see how it works out. But anyways.
Videos?
What?
He wants more videos?
More videos, yep. You'll see something tomorrow, CC, probably. What?
You make enough videos.
And look for the podcast version of this. The podcast version of this will get posted tomorrow. So all you avid podcasters, even though it's a bummer, I went through all this hassle to do this, and now I'm gonna have to make a new one.
What did you do?
You heard it, or didn't you?
What did I not?
Well, hold on. I'll show you in a second here.
Mm-hmm. Aw, people are so nice. Aw, thanks, Duff. Good show. See. Talking about everything. Oh, I saw the picture.
It's Marty and Duff's Electric Unicycle Show.
Oh, I know about that.
Starring Marty.
Marty.
You really need to slow down.
I know that one.
I know. But I'm just saying, I made this. I made this for the podcast. I made that for the podcast, so I could start the show with that. But now. It's obsolete already, so I guess I'll make a new one.
Make a new one.
Okay. All right.
We'll make one.
So, okay, guys.
Do you want to see a chicken?
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. This is for you stragglers. Cindy has a special. I don't know that I mentioned before. We got some. You know, we have chickens. We have 8 chickens, adult hens, and we have 6 baby chicks that have been living in our. Not by hear them. They've been living in our guest bathroom. For over a week, 10 days.
Be quiet.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Look, say hi. This is popcorn.
Is that popcorn?
That's popcorn.
Hi, popcorn.
Say hi.
I'm not used to being out of my hole.
Sorry.
Yes, 6 baby chicks. So, yeah. Fun times. Fun times. Cindy, do you want to come in and say something funny? You gonna say something funny?
His favorite word is farts.
Funny.
It's funny. Mm-hmm. It's weird, but it's okay. We're goofy.
All right. Signing off.
The chicken.
All right. Talk to you guys later. Bye.